USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are searching for a person who shot three women, two of them fatally, before lighting an apartment on fire with a newborn inside Monday night. Two victims were pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities believe the fire was set by the attacker who was leaving the apartment. No other details were given by authorities. In keeping up with his long-standing environmentalism, Prince Philip will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off, lying in a $1,200 wood coffin carried by an electric Land Rover. Philip's funeral is Saturday for the Duke of Edinburgh. He died in his sleep Friday at the age of 99. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
President Biden continues to sell his very expensive infrastructure bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Monday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on why the meeting is taking place.
I mean, the whole point of this meeting is to try to get Republicans to vote for the bill.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of questions. The door's open. It's heavy, but the door's open.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Over 100 executives of major corporations held an online meeting Saturday to plan ways to thwart election integrity laws being considered in many states. The Washington Post called the meetings an aggressive dialing up of corporate America's stand against election integrity laws like Georgia's. Former Senate Democrat leader Harry Reid warned President Biden about trying to pack the Supreme Court with additional justices. We better be very, very careful in saying that we need to expand the Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former National Football League coach for the Kansas City Chiefs organization has been charged with driving while intoxicated. The charge was issued after an accident left a small child with a brain injury. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid has been charged with driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with a brain injury. The charge announced on Monday carries a potential jail sentence of 1 to 7 years. Prosecutors have requested a $100,000 bond. The crash occurred near the Truman Sports Complex, but prosecutors say they have no indication that Reid was drinking at Arrowhead Stadium.
Earlier this year, the stadium changed its name to GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Millions of gallons of radioactive water contaminated during the 2011 Fukushima earthquake and tsunami that resulted in the nuclear power plant meltdown will be released back into the Pacific Ocean. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.